We know the problems faced financially by Woking Borough Council, and we're starting to see through the Woking News and Mail and other local media, you know, the impact that those cuts are having on our community. And one of the services that potentially is affected by this is Woking Citizens Advice, Citizens Advice Woking. William Allendale is a trustee from Woking Citizens Advice Bureau, and he joins us on the line now. Morning there, William. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, John. Yeah, I'm good.
Good, good. So, we're going to talk a bit about your crowdfunding to save the vital services that you offer the community. But first of all, many of us may have heard the, you know, Citizens Advice, but could you explain a little bit more about sort of the work that you do in the community in Woking?
Yes, absolutely, John. What I would say just first of all is that a lot of people think that Citizens Advice actually gets funds from central government. That's not the case. We're a local charity. We operate locally. And in fact, over the last 12 months, we've actually supported around about 10% of Woking adults. So a very large number. In terms of the type of things that we're providing advice and information and support on, the three main areas, John, are debt, housing, and welfare benefits. Debt has become a really big issue, as you can probably imagine, and a lot of your listeners will do as well, particularly because of the cost of living crisis that you know, over the last couple of years has really affected so many people.
Yeah, so you've seen that increase as a result of a cost of living, the sort of situation we find ourselves in. And you know, people struggling financially, maybe they haven't been in that situation before, not sure where to turn, so then they would come to you for that support.
Yes, that's very much the case. And what we've seen over the last, particularly over the last couple of years, it's not just people who haven't got jobs and are reliant on benefits. There's also people who are employed, who maybe have part-time jobs, not earning probably an awful lot, and really struggling, and in what we call negative budgets. So their income on a typical weekly or monthly basis is not enough to actually cope with all the essentials that they need. And I mean essentials. So yeah, we're talking about bills, you know, utility bills, accommodation, rent, etc. And once they get into what we call a negative budget, it's a bit of a spiral, to be honest, John. It's very, very difficult for them to get out, and we give them whatever support we can.
So a vital service you've been running locally for 80 years, and it's an important point you made as well that you don't get that funding from sort of a central government. So we know there's other Citizens Advice bureaus around the UK, so do you get support? Is there like an umbrella organisation, or do you get some support there, or are you completely independent?
Excuse me. There is an umbrella organisation. There is a national organisation. And that seems to work very effectively in terms of campaigning with government, etc. All the individual offices, and there are several hundred, you know, around the country, Citizens Advice individual offices, they're all independent. We do work closely with other Citizens Advice offices in Surrey, and some projects that we work on and deliver, the service that we deliver, is done in conjunction with other Surrey offices. But, you know, ultimately, we are responsible for our own destiny, yeah, if I can say that. We're responsible for our own funding, for bringing in our own income, and we're responsible for our own costs.
And there's no charge to people using your services, so it's completely, you know, free of charge at the point of people using your services.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's independent advice and information. It's confidential and it's free, yes.
Okay. So up until now, we know that the funding from Woking Borough Council is going to be stopped from April the 1st. So, I mean, how much of a funding gap does that leave you with?
Well, the grant, what we call the core grant from Woking Borough Council, has been this year up until the 1st of April is £189,000. as they have said, they are providing some funding to us in terms of helping us with a sort of transition, if you like, from the situation that we're in now, where we get a fair proportion of our income from the council. So they are providing us with some income. It's around about 30,000 to help with that transition. But basically, that will only be for 1 year, and as you can tell immediately,
yes,
30,000 doesn't make a big dent in the 189. There are some other funds that they provide, but it's a big gap, to be honest, John. That's why we've kicked off this crowdfunding campaign.
Yeah, so you've got the crowdfunding campaign, which a community can support. But I mean, if you know, worst case scenario, you know, you were forced to close, which we obviously hope doesn't happen. But what impact would that have on a community, do you think?
Well, it would be pretty disastrous, I think, to be honest with you, because there isn't really another organisation like Citizens Advice in Woking. There are organisations that give sort of elements of advice and help and support, but nobody gives the sort of all round support that we give. What I would say is, I think, we've worked through things. We're working very hard on getting additional sources of income, including this crowdfunding campaign. We've also looked at our services and our costs, and we've got a fantastic team of staff and a lot of volunteers who put in a hell of a lot of time. We are going to have to reduce the hours that we're open for people to drop in. We are going to have to reduce the emergency help that we provide. I would hope that we can keep the service going in general, John.
I don't think
we will close, but we will have to cut back quite significantly.
A lot of tough decisions. And of course, if you've got more people needing the service, that reduction, that's going to have an impact, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, the demand has been going up, all the time, and we have to try and manage that demand if we can.
Yeah.
But, you know, sort of ultimately what we're talking about here is the residents of Woking, and particularly the most vulnerable. And, you know, the most important thing is that we want to try and continue to support as many people as possible, particularly those who are in difficult situations.
So you're aiming to raise £100,000, I mean, for your crowdfunding campaign. So what's the sort of reaction to the crowdfunder been so far from the community?
Well, it's quite early, but very supportive is the is my immediate response to that. We've already got some funds that have come in over the last week or so, which is when we've been live. But what we need to do now is really let as many people know as possible. And it's that sort of old adage, isn't it, that every little helps. So, any of your listeners that think, £100,000 is an awful lot of money, it is a lot of money. But if they can only afford a small amount, then we'd be fantastically grateful for that. But it's not so much us being grateful. It's the end result, the end outcome, if you like. So, every little will help somebody in the borough.
Absolutely. This is about the community, supporting the community, and particularly you mentioned, vulnerable people that use your services. It's vital we keep that work going. So how do we find out more, and how do we support the crowdfunder?
Okay, John, so... our website, Citizens Advice Woking website, the link is wokingcab.org. Obviously, that's www in front of that, but it's wokingcab.org. And on the homepage, there's a donation button there, which you can press and go through to the donation site.
Brilliant. So hopefully we can all get behind that and keep these services running. William, thank you so much for telling us all about this and raising awareness. I think it's so important to talk about it. And I wish you every continued success for the future at Woking CAB.
Thank you, John. Thank you, and thank you very much for your support, John. That's been fantastic.
You're very welcome, and we will try and get this publicised through our social media and sort of spread the word locally as well. But William, thank you so much.
Thank you.
There we go. William Allendale there, trustee from Woking Citizens Advice Bureau. So do get behind that if you can.